setting up affirmations. Everyone here should know what an affirmation is. An affirmation is a positive statement that you tell yourself, and you tell yourself it enough so that it becomes embedded, imprinted in your mind, so that you can bring it back up at any time that you want. So it's a positive statement. And as I said last week, if you're making those positive statements, make a positive statement that resonates with you. There's on the table back there, there are examples of affirmations. But if they don't do anything for you, don't say them. Some people think, oh, this is going to work. I'll just keep saying this affirmation. Well, if it doesn't tingle inside of you, if it doesn't do something inside of you, it is not going to work. It has to resonate inside of you. So that is one technique or tool that we use on our in religious science or in your spiritual life. If you want more spiritual life, if you want more of this in your life, you have to do something about it. You can read books, you can do all this kind of stuff. The other thing that we use is treatment work, which is prayer. And I'm not going to go into treatment work and prayer very much, simply because most of you should be able to pray. And it doesn't matter how you pray. In religious science, it's an affirmative prayer. When I say it's an affirmative prayer, that means you're saying something good. And you're never begging this thing that we call God for anything. Please give me this. You are allowed to demand what you want. You're allowed to claim what you want. And the other little thing that we do, and we didn't do it last week, when we do the matter dance, that is an affirmation, people. I'm worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and I matter. That's an affirmation. And it must get embedded into your thinking, because you don't hear that. People don't run around and say to you, oh, you know, you matter, you're wonderful, and all this. We have to do that for ourselves. We have to do those things for ourselves. So, with these tools and techniques that we're talking about this month, there are all kinds of little things that you can do. How many people light candles? You see, I light candles every night. Now, I light tea candles so that they go out on their own. But I light these things. That's to give you a sense of sacredness, that something is going on. I bring fresh flowers into the house every day. I keep one by my bed so that I can see that before I go to bed and when I get up in the morning. So I see something beautiful in my home and something that reminds me of this thing that we call God. But you have to come up with all these little rituals and all these things yourself, to say. And the other affirmations that my favorite affirmations I told last week, but since this young lady is new here, and she's came because you want prosperity and abundance, including money, don't you?
Sure.
Yes.
Don't leave anything out.
All right, don't leave anything out. So one of the affirmations that I always use, and if it resonates in you, you may have it, and it is, money is always freely circulating in my life, and I always have a divine surplus. And you say that until that becomes true for you. But you have to start with something. It doesn't matter what you're doing. You're learning to train your mind to think better thoughts. Better thoughts about what? Better thoughts about you, better thoughts about the world that you live in. Because the world is constantly telling you how miserable everything is. And that is not true. And it's very hard to get through the day when you think, oh my goodness, look at all this horrible stuff that's going on around here. Don't think those thoughts. Yes, there's always going to be horrible things going on. But you do not have to concentrate on them. Let other people do that. Let other people do that. If you remember in the Bible, Jesus said, in my Father's house there are many mansions, meaning there are many states of consciousness. And some people's consciousness, it's not there yet. So they have a poverty consciousness. They don't see beauty anywhere. They bitch and complain all the time. Don't be around those people. Just don't be around them. Let them go and let them go to where they can find somebody who likes to hear all that. A lot of people love to complain. Don't complain. It's going to get you absolutely nowhere to complain. No one likes it, and it doesn't do anything for you, you see. So, the idea is to see life differently. To see life differently. Many times I have said there is a completely different way to go through life than most people do. And that's what this teaching is about. To teach you to go through life differently. So that you don't have what I call all the nits and fleas of life. You do not need all that stuff that people think, oh, that's part of living. I have to have all that drama going on, all this discord going on, all this dysfunction going on all the time. You do not need that in your life. If you want it, you may have it, but you do not need it. But people take that for granted. Don't take that for granted. Know that you are the one that's causing your experience. You're causing that by what you're thinking. And you can change what you're thinking at any time. If you don't like where you are in life at the present moment, you can change that. That is one of the most wonderful things about this teaching. You can change your life. I changed my life, so I know that it works. And I constantly try to keep changing little things about me. I still haven't learned to stop swearing, but I'm working on it. That I may never get there. But at least I know that about myself. And when I do swear, I don't get all upset anymore. You never hear me, only every once in a while, because I usually do it inside by myself. But I can swear. But I try, again, life is a do-it-yourself project, and only you can do it. Only you can do it. I can sit here and tell you all this wonderful stuff, but unless you take it upon yourself to believe it, it's not going to help you. You have to start correcting yourself. One of the ways that we correct ourselves is to take an inventory, if you wish. That's a word I think they use in 12-step programs, which I'm not fond of, but they do take an inventory of what's going on in their thinking. And you can change that inventory. You can change your thinking. So if something is always the same with you, if you're always had that same thought, you have to learn to change it. You have to learn to change it, you see. The same thought always produces the same result. So why people think it's going to produce something else is beyond me. It's a mathematical equation. The same thought always produces the same result. But some people have been thinking the same thought for years, and they think this time it's going to change. It's going to be something different. It's never going to be anything different. You have to change the thought. So we'll do that. Now, tonight, I want to go into visualization. You have to be able to visualize. You have to be able to see what you want. You have to be able to feel what you want so that you can become that and so that you can have that. A lot of people say that they can't visualize anything. But you have to know that that is not right. And don't allow your mind to tell you those things. So if you'll just take a moment right here and close your eyes. And in front of you, there is a lemon. And you're going to cut that lemon. And as you cut that lemon, you can smell how wonderful that lemon is. Oh, that lemon, that beautiful yellow lemon. Now that you have it cut, you're going to raise it up and touch your tongue to it. And you're going to start to feel your mouth pucker, and you're going to start to feel saliva come in to you. This is visualizing. This is how you visualize. You can open your eyes. Was everyone able to do that? Were you able to do that? Well, you see how easy it is to visualize? Now, why is it so important to visualize? The mind doesn't know the difference. You thought there was a lemon in front of you. If you started to have saliva come into your mouth, you thought, oh, it's really a lemon. So that's how you bring things into your life, by visualizing them. And they will pop up in your life because the mind doesn't know. The mind has no idea that lemon was not there. So if you want the money, if you want that, you have to start seeing that. You have to start feeling that. And what's it going to feel like? How's it going to do? Keep visualizing it till you have it going inside of you. That is the way it works every time. It's very easy. People say, oh, I can't visualize. I can't do this. I can't do that. Other things that people say, they cannot meditate. You know, you're meditating all the time and you don't know it. If for one moment you look out the window and your mind goes, that's a meditation. That's a meditation. People have this idea that you have to sit for 3 hours or something. I never sit for 3 hours when I meditate. I only ever meditate the most 10 to 15 minutes is all. Then I get very bored with it. But it's a tool. It's a technique that you can learn to use to train your mind so that you know that you have control over your mind. You must control your thinking. That's what it's all about. So if you use affirmations, that controls your thinking because now you have something to think about if you're using an affirmation. You're saying, money's always freely circulating in my life, and I always have a divine surplus. Do you say to yourself every morning, every cell in my body is healthy? Every cell of my body is a cell from the universe. It's a universe of its own. It's spinning absolutely correctly. I am in perfect health because I'm experiencing the life of God. Or do you say, oh, well, my body's just going here, there, and everywhere? See? These are little techniques that you use, like the flower beside the bed. Every day, I tap my organs to wake them up. I tell my liver, I love you. My gallbladder, you know, they want to take my gallbladder out. I said, that's not going to work, that gallbladder. I said, oh, no, it's going to work just perfectly. Give me time. I never have any gallbladder trouble anymore. Why? Because I loved my gallbladder. I did not want to lose my gallbladder. And I told it so. You see, just because you have these different things that we segregate ourselves or slice ourselves in half and say, oh, I have a heart and I have this. All those things have to work in harmony with each other. And they do work in harmony with each other. Every cell in your body is a God center. Every cell in your body is a life of its own. All these cells in my body are cooperating with each other. And I thank them for that. And I also thank, you know, we put a higher price on the heart than we do other things. Well, I say, I'm glad that I have a heart. And I think that's absolutely marvelous. And I'm glad that the cells that are making my heart chose to do that. But I'm also glad that the cells that are making my fingernail decided to make my fingernail. It's learning to change your thinking about things, to see yourself differently, to put yourself in a more spiritual or a more sacred place. That's what it's all about. Because you're out there in the world all the time. And some people think that you can't have the compatibility of being a spiritual being and a human being at the same time, but you can have compatibility there. I happen to know that I'm human. I happen to also know that I'm spiritual. And I use both of them. And I certainly say to the Spirit, please, do things for me. Help me with this. You often hear me say, I don't know how to do this, but I know you do. So you do it for me. You see, the mind of God knows how to do it. I may not, my little mind may not, but I use that as an affirmation. I do not know how to do this, but I know you do, so you do it for me. And it gets done. It gets done. This is a tool. This is a technique you use. It's not just going to church on Sunday. It's not just saying, oh yes, I believe in God and all. You have to use God. You have to use God. God is very useful. This thing that we call God, this thing that we call life, is very useful. And it wants to come through you. It wants to appear in you. So use these techniques. Use these tools. Affirmations. Visualization. Now you all know that you can visualize something. You can visualize anything that you want. The mind does not know if it's real or not real. So, you have to do that for yourself. You have to make it real, and it will become real. You can use the treatment, what we call treatment, which is a form of prayer. You may use that, too. I very seldom use that anymore. I do not use treatment. No. I use little prayers here and there. But I don't sit down and do this long, lengthy treatment work anymore. I do not do it. But I do try to pray without ceasing. When I say pray without ceasing, that is, I try to see the good in everything. I try to see how wonderful it is. I try to see that this is a wonderful experience, that I'm loving my living. I'm loving what I have in my house. I'm loving all the things around me. That is a form of prayer. That is the way you cease without praying. You do not have to be on your hands and knees all the time praying to this thing called God. God knows exactly what's going on. We don't know exactly what's going on. But we have to start making sacred space. And we make sacred space everywhere we go instead of allowing our minds to take us someplace else and to convince us that this world is a mean, hateful place. You're not going to get very far in life if you think that the world is against you, if they think it's a horrible world and all this. It's not a horrible world, and there are not horrible people in it. A lot of horrible things happen and so forth, but you do not have to concentrate on those. You do not have to concentrate on those. Concentrate on what you want to bring into your life. So if it's money, you start to get excited about money. You start to see money. Do you know the names of all the presidents or on each denomination? Well, you have to get familiar with money. You have to get familiar with money.
So it's better to use cash then.
Well, you can use cash, you can use anything, but you have to know those things. A lot of people do not know those. Years ago, I brought money wrappers in because no one in the class at that time knew what a money wrapper was. You know what a money wrapper is. They still use them, by the way, in banks. Just go into a bank and add like a $1,000 money wrapper. Then bring it home and make it fill up with $1,000. Doesn't take long to do that. you see. It doesn't take long to do that. People think, oh, it takes a long time to save $1,000. Not if you start. Not if you start. It doesn't. If you put, what, a dollar away each day. See? Each day you put that away. It only take you 3 years, you'd have $1,000. But we think, oh, that takes too long to do. But once you get used to it, once you start to put money here and put money there, it's very funny how it will grow for you. Very funny, it will grow. But we think it doesn't grow. And at the present moment, with the economy the way it is, we certainly are convinced that it's not growing. But money is still growing, and there's people out there with tons of money, and people making tons of money. So, you have to remember that, and you have to be grateful and thankful that that's going on out there, and then you say to yourself, if that person can do it, I can do it. If that person can have it, I can have it also. The one thing to remember is this thing that we call God does not show favorites. God does not have a favorite. The outside world would like to tell you that Jesus was God's favorite, that Jesus was God's son. Now, that's an out-and-out lie, people. And you can accept that if you want, and you can make Jesus an exception. But it's much better if you say, I am a child of God. And what Jesus did, I can do also. Why would you want to make an exception to anything? If you want to become successful, be around successful people. You're not going to get successful by being around people that are not successful. It just isn't going to work because you're not going to hear the conversation. You're not going to hear how they did it, what's going on, how excited they get, and this, that, and the other thing. Years ago, I used to go to a hotel at all of them. It was in North Carolina, in Asheville, North Carolina, and it was called, and it'll come to it in a minute. Anyway, in the morning, all the men would go down to breakfast. Well, I'd get up and go down to breakfast and just sit there as they talked about all the stocks and the money and what was going on, and it was just a constant talking. You have to be around people like that. If you go where people say, oh, I don't have any money today, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing this, this isn't happening. That's not good for your consciousness. That's not good for you. You have to go where the conversation is what you want to hear. That's what you want to hear. Do that. Grove Park Inn was the name of that. Grove Park Inn was one of the old grand hotels that used to be on the grand tour. People went and spent the whole summer and sat on the big porch that overlooked the enormous lawn and the beautiful Smoky Mountains in Asheville, North Carolina. It's still there. Along with another famous place in Asheville, North Carolina, called Biltmore House, which was built by one of the Biltmores. And it's the largest working estate in the United States. It's a beautiful house. It's open to the public. It's absolutely magnificent. This man happened to have money galore, but he also had like Napoleon's chess set. He had all the fabulous house. But the thing about that was the Vanderbilt that built Biltmore House was the second son. He did not get the large portion of the money left by Cornelius Vanderbilt. And he still had tons of money. That's still open, it's still running, and it's still privately owned by the Vanderbilts, but it's a Vanderbilt relative now. His name is Cecil. He owns that now, but it's a working estate, and it's really beautiful. Go to places like that. See that kind of wealth. Know that type of thing. How many people here have gone to San Simeon? Yes. there you have to go and see San Simeon, which is the Hearst Castle.
Oh, it's fantastic.
It's absolutely fantastic. Now, if my mind serves me correctly, he built that during the Depression. He got lots of people to work. And during the Depression, he was making $140,000 a day. So, he had quite a bit of money. Go see those places. See that this stuff can happen. If you don't expose yourself to all these things, it's not going to happen. So, but start your idea, start your life. If you want a spiritual life, if you want a more prosperous life, if you just want a better life for yourself, you have to start by changing your mind about things. And you have to start by being able to control your thinking. And if you don't have the information inside of you to pull up, your mind will throw anything up at you. It'll just throw things. So what you're doing is you're changing all the tapes that you have inside of you. An affirmation is a wonderful tool to have. Anytime I have a free moment and my mind wants to go wandering someplace where I don't want it to go, I do an affirmation. I do not waste my time by going somewhere else. I do not allow my mind to take me where I do not want to go. And your mind will take you there. And you've just wasted your time and your energy. So affirmations help to anchor you. They give you something that you can throw up when you need it. So try, make up your own affirmations. I'm healthy, I'm happy. In the 1940s, a man came to America, and I will never remember his name, but it was an affirmation that he made, and that affirmation was, every day and every way I'm getting better and better. Every day and every way I'm getting better and better. Do you say that to yourself? I'm getting better and better. You have to know that about yourself. What's the other affirmations that I use these different things and I throw them out to you all the time? Maybe you don't know that they're affirmations, but how about the one, I'm always moving from my good to my greater good. You have to know that you're always moving from your good to your greater good. You have to know that you're in a better spot today than you were yesterday. A better place today than you were last year at this time. And you have to know that you're moving. And it's going to get bigger and bigger. All the things are going to grow for you. You have to do that. So use affirmations. And use the visualization. Use the visualization. Make some sacred place in your house or make your whole house sacred so that you're seeing something that reminds you that there's more to life than meets the eye. That there's more to life than meets the eye. You see? If you're not looking at something to remind you of that, what are you looking at? You know, a dirty floor? I don't know. You don't want to look at those things. You want to look at great things, at beautiful things, at inspiring things. This is the way you build a consciousness. So you have many tools and many techniques. You can use, in the morning, I do reading. I do all my spiritual reading in the morning. I also am always reading a book in the morning, and I read at least a chapter, if not more than a chapter, in my book. Now, that book could be a novel, can be anything. It doesn't have to be spiritual. But my first things in the morning are always spiritual. I start my day with good thoughts. I start always a spiritual practice in the morning. so that I am centered for the rest of the day. If you don't do that for yourself, the world's going to take over and you get into traffic, you see. It's out there, I don't get into traffic. And I think I told you before, I'm so upset, I would think the word is, with my classical station, because now they're starting to tell me what the traffic's like. I don't want to know what the traffic's like. I didn't turn the radio on to know what the traffic's like. I'm not in the traffic, for God's sake. And I don't want to get into the traffic. But we make a big deal here in Los Angeles about the traffic. Why do you want to do that to yourself? I never think of the traffic. What do I think? My way is always made clear. My way is always made clear. Does anyone remember one of the other affirmations that I always use?
God is the source and substance of my supply.
God is the source and the substance of my supply. The other one I always use, I always arrive on or before time. I always arrive on or before time. I am never late for anything.
I really need to use that one.
Pardon?
I really need to use that one.
Yeah. And I used to be. You see, affirmations work. They change you. They do something for you. This is what you want to do. You want to change your habits, your patterns, to make yourself a better person or to have a better life. If you're already having a wonderful life, fine. If you're not, then you can have that better life. But you can't fall into that pattern that the world wants you to fall into, where you become a puppet of your conditioning, where you become a puppet with what the world wants from you. You have to start saying to yourself, I am more than a human being. I am a spiritual being. And I can use this spirit to move things for me, to do things for me, which I may not be able to do at the present moment on my own. You see, I use it. And I always send spirit ahead of me to make my way clear, so that things are clear for me, so that I don't get into all the entanglements that other people seem to get into. See? But I always think that everything is going to be easy and effortless. Always easy and effortless. I do not want to put a lot of effort into things. Call me lazy, if you wish. I don't care. But I see too many people efforting. They're constantly forcing things to happen. I don't force anything to happen. Once you realize if you give up forcing things, they'll come to you easily and effortlessly. Every time you force, you're pushing something away from you. You cannot force things to happen. Just can't. Let them come to you. Let money come to you. Let happiness come to you. Let all the things that you want come to you. You must give yourself permission to do that. You must give yourself permission to do that. And how do you do that? By saying, I'm giving myself permission to have happiness in my life. I am no longer pushing all this stuff away from me. I am open and receptive to receive the wonders of this universe. I am open and receptive. And then do that. The affirmation that I told last week that I do every morning is just one word. I believe. I believe what? I believe in myself. I believe in this thing called God. I believe in other people. I believe in the world itself. And I think everything is wonderful. I believe. You have to start to believe that. Most people do not believe that. They believe the contrary to that because of the world out there. You know, what's the first thing people do in the morning? First thing I do is my affirmation, then my cup of coffee, then my reading, and my classical music. I do not turn on a talk show and have somebody telling me all that crap that's going on out there, yelling and screaming, well, this is wrong and that's wrong, you know. Yeah. I couldn't stand to listen to Rush Limbaugh or any of those people. Who wants to, you know, that's, they're beating you down. Say, don't do that to yourself. I never watched the news. I never watched the news. I gave that up at least 35 years ago. That was one of my first spiritual teachers said, whatever you do, do not listen to the news, and especially the 11 o'clock news. Why do you want all that in your mind before you go to sleep? Why do you want to know who killed who and this went on and that went on and all this garbage? And now I'm going to go to sleep. I want something beautiful. I look over in my nightstand and there's a beautiful flower. I look at that beautiful flower before I go to bed. And I say, oh, thank you very much. Thank you to the flower, to this thing called God, to this thing called life. Thank you for producing this beautiful thing that I can look at before I go to sleep. And when I get up in the morning, that poor flower is still there. Watched me all night. Do you have a beautiful flower watching you all night? Put one by your bed. See the difference. Do it. These are tools, these are techniques, these are little things that you use to stretch your consciousness, to build your consciousness, so that you're able to see things differently. So that you're able to see things differently. This thing that we call God only sees goodness, only sees beauty, only has harmony. Isn't that what you want? Well, you're not going to get it by listening to the 11 o'clock news. You're not going to get what you're looking for. And how many times have I said, and other people said, the news is only 5% of what's going on. Only 5%. But you hear it from morning to night and you think, oh, the whole world's going to hell in a handbasket. The world's not going to hell in a handbasket. The world is never going to go to hell in a handbasket, but we're always going to have the doomers and gloomers around telling us that, oh yes, things are bad. Things are really bad. Why do you want to hear that? I want to hear things are good. Things are good. So make your own little sacred place in your house, or make your whole house that, and then just let it go and branch it out, just keep building it till that's what you see in life, and you're not in to all that other stuff that's going on out there. You don't have to participate in that. There's no reason why you have to do that. Life is a choice. You can choose to think any thought you want, and you can choose to see anything that you want to see. I would never go to a disaster movie. Why would I want to know that there's a disaster going on? No. I was going up to 170 this morning. I learned this years ago, 30-some years ago. If there's an accident on the highway, I never look at it. I keep my eyes. I immediately turn and keep going. I never do what they call rubbernecking. Why would I want to draw that into my consciousness? I go right by it. I never give it a, I go right straight through. Other people love to see all that and then come home and tell you, oh, horrible accident on the highway and this, blah, 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 blah. Do I want to know that? Do I want to see that? No. You have to do what and see what you want to see. And you can do that. Just turn and look the other way. Don't look at all that stuff. Don't look at all that stuff. And if everyone would do what I did, would do when I, with these accidents, traffic wouldn't slow down. Paragonisa is down because of the rubberneckers, because they have to say, oh, I wonder who got hurt. I don't want to know who got hurt. I never, when I hear a siren, I never look in its direction. I never run after anything to see, oh, is there a fire or anything. If it's not happening right there in the front of me, the fire, I could care less. I don't want to hear it. These are little things that you learn to do with your own mind. So you have to use these techniques. So use them. Use your affirmation. Use your visualization. Use treatment. There's nothing wrong with treatment. Treatment is a form of prayer. It's an affirmative form of prayer. That's all when I use the word treatment. And it always starts with connecting yourself with God. You have to start it off always with, I am one with God. Now, you can use any other term, I'm just using that. But you have to be connected with God, because you're not talking to something outside someplace. And I think I've told you this before. When you're doing treatment work or prayer, whatever you're doing, you're never changing the mind of God, people. You're never changing the mind of God. You're changing your mind. You can't change the mind of God. God is all-knowing. So there's nothing. You can never change God, but you can change yourself. And you change yourself by starting to become God. That's how you do it. You bring this thing, if you call it that, the infinite mind, you bring that infinite into you. And you start to think God thoughts after it. You just have to see your life differently. When you start to see your life differently, your life will change. But if you think my life is hard and difficult and it's this and that, it will remain so. It will remain so. That is one of the laws of the universe. We teach a thing called the law of attraction. And that law of attraction is always going on. You are attracting into your life what you are thinking about. And there's a law. You put that thinking into this law, and that law comes back to you. It comes back to you. Do you remember the example I used a long time ago? How do you know about this thing called God? That God always, and the universe always, gives you back exactly what you put into it? Do you know how, the example? Echo. I'm a winner. It doesn't say, no, you're not. What comes back? I'm a winner. We have that here on this plane of action to remind us of the law of cause and effect. What you put out, you get back. You don't get something else back. You get an echo back. You see? I am a winner. You could do that in the canyon and it would come back to you, wouldn't it? In Topanga. Yes, it wouldn't come back. No, you're not. You see? So, this thing called God, this thing called the law of cause and effect, called the universe, and not whatever you put into it, it comes back to you. It doesn't change it around somehow, and it doesn't exactly comes back to you. And if you're sitting thinking, I'm a loser, then that's coming back to you. Because this thing called God is so polite, it's not going to argue with you. God does not argue. If you say to the universe, or this thing called God, I'm a loser, God says, yeah, that's right. If you say, I'm a winner, God says, aha, yes you are. Yes you are. So think of the echo when you're doing things. When you hear your mind say things, when you hear your mind try to tear you down or tear you apart, think of the echo and put out there what you want to come back to you. I'm a rich person. Money is always freely circulating in my life, and I always have a divine surplus. If I put that out there, it has to come back to me. Now, why can we use the idea of the echo? Because everything that we do is a vibration. And our words vibrate. And they vibrate out. And they come back to us, you see. That's why in the Bible it says, there was the Word. And the Word was with God. Everything has to start with the Word. Meaning, everything starts with a vibration. You have to set up a vibration. Negative vibrations work at a lower level. They come back to you at that level. You can live with negative vibrations, but not as well as positive vibrations, which vibrate at a higher level. So, when you want something in your life that you don't have at the present moment, you must learn to vibrate at the right frequency of the thing that you want. Because it's then going to match and come back to you. Does that make sense to you? You have to vibrate at that vibration. So if you're sitting around vibrating with a lack and limitation consciousness, you could never expect to find wealth. But if you start to vibrate with a wealthy consciousness, and you start to see how wonderful and how abundant this universe is, now you're raising your consciousness and you're raising your vibration to a higher vibration, and it has to find it and match it and bring it back to you, just like the echo. Just like the echo. That is the way it is done. Use these tools. You can all do that. Have flowers in your house. I happen to grow my own, by the way. People say, how do you afford all of these? I grow them. And where did I grow them from? I grew them from seeds. Only once. Now those seeds keep sprouting up. I take the heads off my flowers. I save the seeds from one year to the next. I replant them. I just keep replanting things. And the more I plant, I started with one bed. I now have four beds. And I'm finally going to take over all the beds. Because when the people aren't looking, I take my seeds and I sprinkle them everywhere. And I sprinkle them everywhere. You see? You can do all these things, but you have to start. You have to say to yourself, I'm going to do this. I'm going to see the beauty. I'm going to see all this. And then do something about it. Do something about it. Doesn't take much. Everyone says, oh, well, if I had the money, I could do this. Money is never the issue, people. I've said that 105,000 times. Money is never the issue. What is the issue? What you're thinking about is the issue. You're thinking, oh, I need money to do it. No, you do not need money to do things. Money is never the issue. If you change your mind, the money will come to you. It is never an issue, the money. And look back in your life and you will figure that one out. So use these techniques. Use the thing this young lady's first night here. Let's do the matter dance for her so that she will probably never come back. All right, let's stand up and do that. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. Yes. So the main thing that we're trying to teach here, that you're always worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. And you have to remind yourself of that. Because no one in the... Did anyone tell you that today, that you matter?
Yes, sir.
They told you yesterday?
The performance senior nuns, because they told me how wonderful I
am. Ah, well then, see that?
I thought of that when you said that, yeah. That people won't do that, but I get a lot of that.
Well then, absorb that then. That's a wonderful thing. So if you can do that, see, and put that into your consciousness. Do all those things. That's a wonderful. Yeah. But most people do not have that in their life. They do not have that. You have it. So use it. Use these things. So, in closing, let's remember affirmation. Let's remember that everyone can visualize now. There's no reason. If you could see the lemon and you could taste the lemon and your mouth started to have saliva in it, salivate, you can visualize. It's as easy as that. So visualize what you want. Keep that at the forefront of your mind and it will start to appear for you. Then use prayer or treatment. Use all the things at your disposal so that you can see all these wonderful things. Flowers, candles, incense, all things. I love good smelling candles. I like they're only tea candles. I light them at night. I love the smell. I love that. That's a wonderful heavenly smell to me. So you can do all these things. And this is what we have to do. If we want our lives to become better, richer, and more abundant. And when I use the word more abundant, that word abundant means depth. You become abundant because of the depth of the thinking and so forth. Not, it also means the other thing too, but think of it. Think of abundance. Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly, meaning a deeper quality of life, more abundantly. Jesus did not promise consumer goods and shopping malls. That is not what he meant when he said life more abundantly. A depth of life, an inner quality of life, where you know that you are one with this thing that we call God. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you.